All right, welcome back to hour number two of the July 23rd, 2023 Sane Asylum. Always an honor to have the brilliant and insightful John Friend. He, the muckraking journalist and revisionist of the Realist Report, American Free Press, and the Barnes Review, and next every other week we rotate with the brilliant Frederick C. Blackburn, Blackbird 9. So an honor to be working with two guys who get it, and it's an enjoyable way to finish up Sunday night and pave the road for the king of Sunday night, the one and only Robert Ravold in Incendiary Radio. And so we've reached hour two, so we're going to open up the phone lines, and that would be area code 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. And John, as we reach the top of hour number one, you're making an excellent point, which is that I think that a lot of people get it. I would say a majority of Americans get the Jewish, it's not the Jewish question, it's the Jewish problem. But unfortunately, they're still, they believe that voting matters if they can only vote harder. So instead of having the righteous indignation of a true patriot militia movement to really, you know, get rid of every Jew and every level of government and banking and media in this country, which is the only way we get our country back, they think that by voting for Donald Trump or voting for XYZ, that's going to do it. And it's not going to do it, John. Voting harder isn't going to work.
No, absolutely not. Well, you know, you're right. There's still a lot of people that, you know, tend to view the system with some sort of legitimacy. And I don't think there's any aspect of the entire system that's legitimate at all. And I think that's been proven conclusively for a long time. But the pandemic, the fake pandemic, the scamdemic, I mean, that is, I don't know how anybody would even, I haven't been to the doctor for years, but I mean, I just don't trust any of these people. Right. Certainly not the insurance companies, not the pharmaceutical system, anything. But I think that there's increasingly more and more people that don't even trust our elections, man. I mean, that's a huge part of this whole, you know, Trump movement, is they just view the entire process as fundamentally corrupt. You know, I don't know. Things are definitely coming to a head, man. You know, it's hard to predict what's going to happen or what, you know, what's going to go on. But the Democrats and the radical left, and the radical left has basically taken over the Democratic Party. These people hate America. They hate everything we stand for. They hate our history. They hate our culture. Yes. They want to fundamentally transform this country, and they've done a good job. And things are coming to a head, man. I mean, it's tough to, again, like I said, it's tough to say what's going to happen, but there's more and more people that just look at everything, look at the media, they look at the political system, they look at the medical system, and they are very skeptical. It's only a matter of time before people are, you know, more or less on our page. You know, things are definitely trending in our direction, I think.
I agree, and I didn't get to mention it, but the bottom of the first hour music break was the Jason Aldean song, Try That in a Small Town, and the woke traitors of Antifa and LGBTQ, WTF, and BLM, Bolshevik 2.0 types, are becoming apoplectic that he's just telling a basic truth that, yeah, try that in a small town and see where it gets you. And that's just, and they're acting like...
I saw that. I know. I know. Yeah, I saw that story. I mean, I really first heard about it, I think, like last Thursday. And that, I love that song, by the way, Jason Aldean. I mean, I like a lot of his songs. I don't really care for like modern country that much, but he's got some decent songs. There's a couple other artists that I like, but if I'm going to listen to country, I'm going to listen to like 90s country, like,
oh yeah,
you know, old school Garth Brooks and Alan Jackson and that sort of thing. But anyways, no, some of his stuff is good. And there is some other good, you know, sort of modern country. But think about what he's saying. I mean, they try to spin it as like, as if he was advocating lynching or something. Like, and what's even better, I think the biggest story about all of this, I mean, the left and these, you know, total, you know, snowflakes, they're going to get upset about every little thing that we do and say. But the thing that's most important, I think, is that he does not appear to be backing down. I mean, I have not followed it as closely as I'd like to over the weekend, but from what I saw last week, I mean, he was basically sticking to his guns. He was not apologizing. He was, you know, and he was even getting support from his wife and from other, you know, other country singers.
Oh, there's a huge singer, I think his name's Luke Bryan, who came out and championed. They're, none of them are backing down because enough is enough, right? That's it, it. I mean, you literally have to be a man about this. You cannot let these child raping, child grooming faggots and these mentally deranged, self mutilating lowlifes rule. They cannot wield any real power, right? They got the massive backing of the Synagogue of Satan. Mass media, social media, the academic takeover by the Jew cancer, the metastasization within the federal government with a traitor, a pedo traitor like Biden championing trannies over decent people. But you know what? Time has come, and maybe it's Aldean and us and others, but enough is enough. You cannot give these subhumans an inch because they are literally, this is a fundamental on this material plane of the eternal war between good and evil, and everything we champion and we talk about is decency, moral responsibility, moral high ground. Everything they want is just literally hell on earth. I mean, sodomy, child raping, everything in the Talmud. And by the way, the joke there is only one Jew, and that's a Talmudic Jew. The so-called Mosaic Jew, the so-called Reform Jew, so-called Torah Jew, it's all bullshit. When push comes to shove, like these vile child murderers that came all around when the Supreme Court made the correct decision to overturn Roe v. Wade because the woman who Jane Doe lied, it was based on faulty legal reasoning. It's just a joke that it existed for 50 years to make child murder legal, right? And so, and it came right out. All these Jew psychopathic special snowflakes, oh, abortion is a Jewish sacrament. Everything that you need to know about any Jew, it's the Talmud. None of this other bullshit like that their God is our God. Their God is the devil.
Abortion is part of their religion. Abortion is a religious practice to them. Yeah, they said. Look, I'm looking at the Hollywood Reporter. This is just published today. Jason Aldean defends controversial song "Try That in a Small Town" during a concert and decries cancel culture. And let me see what did he say here. I had a good quote from him. He basically got up there. This was in Cincinnati at the Riverbend Music Center. Apparently, he gave a concert last night. And he said, and again, this kind of goes back to our conversation about, like, you know, the good instincts of most average Americans. And I mean, Jason Aldean is like a perfect example of this. He said here, think about this. He's saying this to probably at least 20,000 people, probably much more than that. But I mean, most of these big concerts get at least 20, 30, 40,000 people, sometimes even more. This is what Aldean said to the crowd. He basically stood up for what he, you know, his song and said, "Forget these people. I'm sick of this crap. I'm going to stand up for what I believe in." He said, "What I am is a proud American. I'm proud to be from here. I love our country. I want to see it restored to what it once was before all this bullshit started happening to us. I love our country, I love my family, and I will do anything to protect you, to protect that. I will tell you that right now." Now, how does that not resonate with everybody, to anybody with any common sense? I mean, amen. And again, this is like the instincts that our people have. And, you know, it's going to take stuff like this, man. It's going to take, like, you know, people like this to stand up and say, "Look, enough of this shit." And then maybe one of them, like the whole Kanye West situation, I think had a lot of potential, and that quickly got dialed back in, didn't it?
Well, he's if ever there was a black Kathy O'Brien, that dude is mentally broken. So
he had some major issues, and that was very clear with that interview that I did with Alex Jones. Yeah, now. Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and try to psychoanalyze Kanye West. I think what he said, a lot of the things that he said were spot on, and I think I think he made a lot of good points. He didn't make them in the most eloquent way, I don't think you could say. I don't think he made them, you know, he made a lot of bizarre, he was just acting very bizarre, but just the fact that he was saying that stuff publicly, somebody of his stature, I think is very, very important, very important, a very revolutionary moment. And here's Jason Aldean basically telling these people to go F themselves.
Yep.
You know, I don't care what you think my song is all about. This is what I believe in. And, you know, this is our country, and we're sick of this crap, basically.
Yep. The best thing about Kanye was when Dave Chappelle jumped in and some of the other black celebrities who get it jumped in. And I thought, man, I was really hoping that would just explode, but they tamped it down, but good. But you know what? There's only so many fingers in the dike, right? And it's the dike's starting to leak a lot of holes for the synagogue of Satan.
You know, and another thing that's interesting, like the whole Jason Aldean, like the music video and the song itself, he's literally using like actual news footage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's not even anything he's making up. I mean, it's like news footage from the riots, from the whole George Floyd summer of terror, basically. I mean, the color revolution in America in 2020. You know, he's using authentic news footage, you know, in the music video. So it's like, where are these people even getting this from? Like, he's using exactly what happened.
Yep. So this
is a big story, by the way. I think this is going to, especially if he continues to double down, refuses to apologize, because that's where they get us, man. Anytime something like this happens, and then somebody apologizes or walks back what they say.
Yep.
Like you saw that with the whole Kennedy situation.
Yeah.
You know, the Robert F. Kennedy Jr., like his whole family turned against him. They've already been against him, it seems like, anyways. It's just pathetic, man. It's like, does nobody have a pair of balls anymore? How much money do you need? I mean, these guys are like millionaires. Like, give me $500,000 and I'll be fine. I mean, what are you talking about? Like, it's just unbelievable the way these people back down and cower away as if, like, they don't already have millions of dollars. I mean, what the hell? Like, don't you believe in something bigger than money, bigger than exactly. you? Don't you have any sort of principles? I mean, my goodness. Maybe it'll take somebody like Jason Aldean, you know, a good old white boy that, you know, a good country singer to stand up for what he believes in and not back down. I certainly tip my hat to him, and I wish him the best, and I'm certainly supporting him.
Well, hopefully he doesn't cave to these satanic parasites, because that's when they get you. I mean, don't you know, stand tall, Jason. We back you. All right, let's open up the phone lines. We got the calls queuing up. First caller, Pat from Texas. Welcome, Pat. What's on your mind? What would you like to discuss with John Friend?
Well, I have some good news. Tarrant County was run by a guy named Hyder Garcia. He was trained as Smartmatic. He was trained in Venezuela. He was out to get us from day one. And we got a new guy here who's running the whole county. And not only did all the rhinos quit right away, they just quit. Because they saw their days were up. We thought we had lost the whole county to rhinos, but they never voted for a Democrat in 57 years until they voted for Biden. So he got caught. He's caught, and I don't know where he's hiding now. He should be hung for treason. Anyway.
Wow,
I'm a little confused. He was voted in as a congressional representative? This guy
or
from
a county representative.
He ran the elections in Tarrant County.
Oh, okay.
Tarrant
County, Texas.
He was like an election commissioner.
Rhinos put him in. I mean, I was involved in that years ago. I thought we'd just lost the county until we got this new guy. And we knew we were going to vote for him, but we couldn't remember why. And he took out, he said, I am going to clean up this. For a year, he went on all the conservative radio shows, and he said, we're going to clean up the elections around here. The guy, he wasn't fired. Hyder Garcia was not fired. He just, Hyder Garcia, he quit. He says, well, if you don't have any faith on me, yeah, well, they found out who you were, buddy. So if it could happen here, it could happen anywhere. If anybody says, oh, it's no need to vote anymore. Well, I think Nancy Pelosi would already be president. And right now I have my eye on Kevin McCarthy because, see, he's in line to be president, Speaker of the House. And so, you know, you're going to see a lot of, but people need to cut him off at the beginning. that he cannot think that he's going to become president, as Speaker of the House. But see, how can you say we shouldn't vote?
Yeah, no. Well, John, there's a lot of buzz. Thank you for the call, Pat. Appreciate it. And congratulations questionable voting commissioner is gone. And so maybe you'll have legitimacy in your county. That's wonderful. And, John, what are your thoughts on what Pat was saying? I'm seeing more and more instances of people waking up. And the whole people who thought they had made their bones with the scamdemic, the Whitmers, the Hochuls, they're really fading, and they're trying everything to maintain power. But the majority is waking up to just how traitorous and backstabbing these individuals are.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and it's good. I mean, I like to hear of, you know, from people like what was her name? Was it Barb?
Pat.
Oh, Pat. I'm sorry. I'm set. Pat. Yeah. I mean, people to get involved locally. I mean, hold these people's feet to the fire. I mean, get involved. To, you know, if you can, like, certainly that's the way to go. I mean, I've had a limited success with it. You know, I've been involved in a lot of things, you know, and I've lived all over the country. Right. So, but at the end of the day, like, if you're not involved, if you're not making your voice heard, you're not trying to bring these points forward, you know, nobody else is. So you got to really kind of take the initiative. But yeah, no, I think that's good. I mean, you know, again, it goes back to the whole point of, like, who is looking at what's going on in this country with any sort of legitimacy anymore? There's fewer and fewer people, and things are really coming to a head, as I mentioned.
Great point, John. Our next caller is well known to many RBN listeners. Lark from Texas. Lark, welcome. What's on your mind?
Howdy, gents. I thought I'd toss in just a few things into the discussion for your consideration here. Number one, going back to the Christian identity, I want to mention a guy's website. His name is Keith Southworth. KeithSouthworth.com. Now, Keith Southworth, I knew him personally for about 3 years before he passed on. We're about the same age. That was a few years ago. And he does these Bible readings at that website. He is very strong Christian identity. He was a avid listener of Eurofolk Radio. And for whatever it's worth, he doesn't think much of Eli James or of David James or Bertrand Comparet or William Fink or even Andy Hitchcock. Not so much personally, because they are misguided, or, this is in his words, they have it all wrong. And for whatever it's worth, an important book that he said that everybody should read that is a Christian is written by a guy, oh, forgive me, I've got to pull this up if you don't mind. Hold on. Here we go. It's called, the book title is Symbols of Our Kelto-Saxon Heritage. Symbols of Our Kelto-Saxon Heritage. Kelto-Saxon is hyphenated. It's there's one copy available at Amazon. The author is William Howard Bennett. Now, this is a man who tracked the heraldry of the various tribes of Israel. And he did this for more than 30 years of his life. But
I'm familiar with this book. Yeah, I don't have the book, but yeah, I knew you were talking about. Well, and these are topics that I know for sure I've heard Eli James talk about.
Yeah, but you know, I hope Keith Southworth is new to you, because you don't have to really read a whole lot. You only have to listen, and at your leisure. Again, KeithSouthworth.com. That's his. He was adopted. That was his adopted name, but he grew up in Indiana. And for whatever it's worth, the guy is one of the brightest people I've ever met. As far as being a Bible scholar, I've never encountered anybody even close to him. And so I think you guys both would gain some value from that.
You said KeithSouthworth.com?
Here, no, I've got it up on the screen. I'll put it in the Skype chat, John.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, the last name is Southworth, C-O-U-T-H, South, and then Worth, like Fort Worth.
Okay. Yeah, I got it right here, I think.
Yeah, it looks really interesting, Lark. And it's interesting that that jumps now to a website called MonaMontgomery.com /Southworth/Keith Southworth. So maybe she's keeping it going since you mentioned a moment ago he passed away. But I'm looking forward to checking this guy out. You always bring such fascinating tidbits, Lark. Thank you very much. Anything else on your mind?
Yeah, if you don't mind, just a quick word, a side note, if you will, regarding Jason Aldean. Let's not forget, Jason Aldean was the guy that was on the stage at that Las Vegas.
That's right. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't.
No,
I don't
kidding. Think, I didn't even.
Yeah, he was
that,
the act when they supposedly fired off. Yep. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. You might want to revisit some notes about psychological subversion, Yuri Bezmenov, and how these people roll. There's another really pretty good, interesting article that I can recommend. Timothy Fitzpatrick, his website. On controlled opposition. Forgive me, I'll give you the title.
Is that the Fitzpatrick,
Informer or whatever?
Yeah,
that's the guy.
Yeah, he's
the
guy.
The title is...
That's interesting. I guess I didn't realize. Go ahead.
Yeah, the title is, and of course he grew up Catholic, so you guys should be able to relate. Controlled opposition according to the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. That's the title. Controlled opposition according to the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. But
interesting. You know, okay.
There's a lot of people out there that are really examine hoaxes, shall we say? And I remember when Robert Rabel first came to RBN. That was his entire focus, because several of the hosts at the time were reporting fake news as if it was real, because they hadn't done the research. But right. Now you've got a whole army of mostly young people that's all they do, is they chase down the real story behind the story of all these big-time, much ballyhooed news events. And I suggest that Jason Aldean is someone we better be cautious about.
That's an interesting point, a very interesting point.
Thanks, guys.
Take care, well, Mark. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, man, and thanks for those links and that tip. I mean, I didn't even realize that he was the guy at the Las Vegas concert. Which that's another very bizarre situation. I don't know if it was a total hoax or what exactly happened, but it certainly didn't seem like the mainstream story added up. And you know what? I was even at that hotel, right after, but I want to say within a month or two after that happened. And I remember talking to people there, like some of the employees, and they had some interesting things to say. Nobody that I talked to even remembered or recalled hearing any gunfire that whole night, they told me. Yeah. I remember that specifically. So anyways, that's a whole other subject, but I have a very, I'm very skeptical, to say the least, of a lot of these alleged mass shootings.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I question whether some of them even happened, or certainly happened the way that the media said they did. And I think Las Vegas is, you know, right in that same sort of genre, I guess.
Well, that's when I first came back to the indie media, and I was doing a lot of work with Jim Fetzer, and we really tore that Las Vegas shooting apart. And there's no doubt in my mind that that was a false flag, that what they claimed to have happened did not happen. No doubt.
Now you say false flag is in like... something happened, and the guy that... What was the guy's name that they said that did
oh,
it?
Oh, the arms dealer? Haddock, I can't think of his name now. Yep.
Is it Haddock or something?
Something like that, yeah. But,
you think something happened. It wasn't like a hoax, like a media psyop or something?
No. It basically was a scam, except some people did get shot.
Stephen Paddock was his name.
Stephen Paddock, right, yeah.
Okay, so you think some people did get shot?
Yeah, I mean, that was really... Yeah, I do think some people did get shot, because they interviewed... I mean, you never know to what extent they'll go, but I did watch video interviews of people who were in hospital beds and looked like they had been shot talking about it. So, I mean, that's not that hard to fake, but It definitely wasn't what they maintained, because Aldean was on stage, and Jim Fetzer was of the opinion that that the speaker system was used to make it sound like there was gunfire. That's when he had a falling out with Jeff Rentz, because Rentz thought it was real and Fetzer didn't. And then Rentz showed video of multiple windows, flashes from multiple windows. Now, we don't know if that was just simulated gunfire or real gunfire. But whatever it is, the official narrative is not true. I will say that. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, no, definitely. Okay, so it was October 1st of 2017, the official story. Mandalay Bay Resort. Yes, I was definitely at the Mandalay Bay there for a weekend. I think it was in November. It was like the next month. And yeah, there was a lot of even people that were, I mean, again, people that worked there were like, man, we didn't even hear anything. We didn't even know anything was going on.
Yep. Yeah, exactly right.
So anyways, that's a whole other can of worms. But that's interesting that it was Jason Aldean allegedly, or, you know, he was performing at this alleged event.
Yeah, that is trippy. And you know, it seems to me that he could be legit, or he could be set up to be legit, right? That he was the guy that they knew wouldn't back down. So that's why they set him up like that. He may not even realize he's a pawn on the chessboard. So.
Right. Who knows?
Yeah, hard to know. I guess we can, let's see, what time is it? Oh, we got a time. We can start the call. Next caller, Joe in Florida. Welcome, Joe. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Good. I just wanted to clear something up. The name Bobby Fischer has been coming up a lot on many shows. It was on your show, too. There's a rumor there that he's Jewish. Bobby Fischer is not Jewish.
Oh, he's not?
No. That rumor got started back in the 60s because he was such a phenomenal chess player that he got taken over by many Jews. And so they basically made him one of them. So that's what that was. But no, he's not Jewish. I know his family. So, that's how that got started.
Oh, but, really? That's fascinating. Because so many sources always say he's not Jewish, huh?
No, that's
new to me, huh?
See, he was such a great chess player, and they knew he was going to be phenomenal. And, of course, he's considered the greatest chess player of all time, or at least he was at that particular time. I don't know if a newer guy or not has taken over. But, yeah, so they basically wanted to make him one of them. So that's how that rumor got started. But no, he is definitely not Jewish. In fact, he actually took his name out of the Jewish World Encyclopedia.
No kidding. Well, we hit the bottom of the hour. Joe, stay on the line. I'm sure John wants to ask you about that. So after these breaks, we're going to talk about, was Bobby Fischer not a Jew? So stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
You can stick your new world order up your ass. You can stick your new world order up your ass. You can stick your new world order where the sun don't shine but ought to. Stick your new world order up your ass. Singing we are the 99%. Singing we are the 99%. Singing we are the 90%. Together we are mighty. We are the 99%. Queen'll be arrested in a dressing gown. The Queen'll be arrested in a dressing gown. The Queen'll be arrested in a, 'cause she is such a sinner. She'll be arrested in a dressing gown. You can stick your corporation up your ass. You can stick your corporation up your ass. You can stick your corporation. We're a free and sovereign nation. Stick your corporation up your ass. Singing we are the 99%. Singing
All right, welcome back to the final 30 minutes. We're doing calls. This is Giuseppe, co-host John Friend of The Realist Report, American Free Press, and Barnes Review. Hey, John, is AFP and Barnes still offering that sweet discount?
Yes, sir, they certainly are. It's RBN Friend at checkout. You can get a half-off subscription to either the newspaper or the magazine. And I will post all those details when I post the podcast for tonight. And I usually don't post it until tomorrow. So if you check the website, therealistreport.com, you'll find those details. Or you can just contact me directly and I can, you know, hook you up with it. But yeah, I would encourage anybody that's never subscribed to either of the print publications to consider doing so. I mean, especially with 50% off. It's a that's a pretty good deal for a print, you know, magazine and newspaper.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And again, I mean, I hate to, you know, repeat myself about this stuff, but I mean, there's like almost no print publications around anymore.
Yeah.
Certainly not, you know, populist, independent, America First type publication. So yeah, consider subscribing. Thanks for the plug, man. I appreciate it. And by
I'm
the way,
I'm a proud subscriber of both. Go ahead.
Yeah, good. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. I did want to mention, though, I'm looking at Bobby Fischer. I was just looking on Wikipedia. I saw some of the links that you sent in the Skype chat. And I got to tell you, the guy doesn't look at all Jewish to me. He certainly didn't say anything that struck me as, you know, Jewish by any means. In fact, he was exposing these people in a lot of ways. So I don't really have much to add to that. But just looking at his photos and stuff now, he does not look Jewish at all to me.
Well, the little bit of research during the commercials, there's a website called isjewish.com. And if you're an Orthodox or a hardcore conservative Jew, on his maternal side, his mother was born in Switzerland, but her parents were Polish Jews. So even though he renounced it, in the eyes of the Hasidic, he would be still considered a Jew.
Interesting how that works with the Jews. Like, it's all descended from their mother's side, which
right.
if you look at the Old Testament, that's not at all how it's supposed to be, right?
Exactly. And another inversion.
So again,
right?
how could they be the ancient Israelites when that's like one of the basic, you know, aspects of it, you know?
Yep.
So anyways, that's going back to the whole Christian identity discussion.
Which is a fascinating thing. We'll have to continue to dive into that now that we know about Keith Sutherland. I'm curious to research him. All right, Joe, thanks for the call. Let's move on to Bruce from Texas. Bruce, welcome. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hello, Bruce.
There I am.
There he is.
I just heard the beep, yeah. Yeah, man, I flicked through the channels and watched a little of the CMT Awards, and I saw two skanks singing up there. You know, it looked like... oh man, what's this? This isn't country. This is bullshit. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, one's chubby with tats up and down, and the other one's, you know, I think country music, you can divide it between the pre Billy Ray Cyrus era and then the after Billy Ray Cyrus era, cause that achy breaky heart. And then, and I looked up on Wikipedia, Miley Cyrus, cause I was trying to figure out why is she so bizarre? You know what I mean? Like she acts like, like the little exorcist baby, you know? And they took it off her.
There's probably something to that, man. Yeah, because
there is. There is. Let me get to it.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
John, don't step on me. Let me get to it. on Wikipedia, it was mentioned that she was born in slightly premature with supraventricular tachycardia. And in layman's terms, her heartbeat was racing too fast because she was probably a crack baby.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, and this is really telling. Remember Hank Williams Jr. on Monday Night Football? He used to do that. Are you ready for some football? And then he was yanked off in 2011 after he compared President Barack Obama to Hitler and described Vice President Joe Biden as the enemy. So yeah, So that's I got no use for a new country. And as far as the shooting there in Las Vegas. If you look up, and I can provide it, it's hard to find because you know how it is in YouTube now. You do a search, and they give you everything except what you're looking for, if you're looking for something important. But the raw video that someone took there way back in the back of the crowd, you can hear two machine guns going off, one after the other. In the military, right. They call that talking machine guns. And the cyclic rate is much higher than you would have with a bump stock, because a bump stock is a mechanical deal and it has to jiggle back and forth to make the trigger work. I've had them, and I no longer have an ATF. I got rid of it. I burned it. But it was not, you know, there was shooting out there. I think sometimes Fetzer, he gets steered into this everything's not, you know, everything's fake and no one got shot stuff, but that's his business. And
everybody's entitled to their opinion, and you know, the thing about Jim is he's always open to adjusting based on the facts. But yeah, I mean, his whole thing is false flags. So, but Jim's a great guy. In fact, I just talked to him a few days ago. He's recovered from his open heart surgery. Amazing bull of a man at 82 and a half to go and have a dual bypass and make it back in good shape. So, Bruce, anything else on your mind?
Yeah, I was afraid that he was going to get that doctor swap like Joan Rivers got, you know what I mean?
And he'd be there
on his back. And then you have a new, here's a new doctor, and he's got a big nose poking through the mask. Hello. Goodbye. But, John, as far as Pastor Eli James, I'll get into it now. If you have another show on it, I might, because I'll give you a chance to research it more. Just look into it. And don't look, you know, just what you're steered into, do a search. I'll post a link there in grism.blogspot.com. I know your shows aren't posted there, Giuseppe, so I'll put it under the next John Friend show. And you can see what this guy who was in that movement has to say. And that's all I got. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks so much, Bruce. Have a great week. All right, let's move on to Jeff in Utah. Jeff, welcome. What's on your mind? Jeff, are you there? Okay, Jeff, drop. Moving on to Vinny in Indiana. Vinny, welcome. What's on your mind?
Hey, you mentioned Christian Zion. And, his candidate for president, Mike Pence, had a really rough week. Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I don't know if you saw the Tucker Carlson interview with him where Tucker Carlson, all Mike Pence wanted to talk about was Ukraine and Israel, and Tucker Carlson says, well, what about what's going on in our U.S. cities? And Pence, and he looked really thin-skinned, like he was, you know, if Tucker really wanted to, he could have got in for the kill. And like Michael Jones says, with Mike Pence, I mean, I've lived in Indiana, I'm familiar with, you know, Mike Pence got into politics through basically courting you know, ultra-Zionist Christian broadcasters. He was a talk radio guy for a while, and that's how they got him into politics. Right. And, you know, the thing that E. Michael Jones says about him is somebody needs to ask him, have you ever taken a position counter to Jewish interest? And if you took a position and Jews wanted you to go the other way, he always goes the other way. I mean, Indiana had a law basically having freedom of conscience and freedom of speech against you know, bake the cake for the gays and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, Pence, you know, Jews flew into Indiana and he backed down and, you know, reversed a massively popular decision. So, you know, the thing, you were mentioning like Alex Jones and Nick Fuentes and the whole Kanye thing. The really thing that was amazing with that was that for weeks, Alex Jones had people calling in saying, you know, you cannot have this because I'm a Christian Zionist and I want to raise my grandchildren to be Christian Zionists. And they hear this stuff and, you know, now they're questioning my whole belief system. So, you know, I don't think you're going to convert a 60, 70-year-old boomer who got caught up in Christian Zionists in the 70s, 60s and 70s. But we can break the Zoomer generation, their kids and their grandchildren from this, and if we do it right, you know, and you know, as far as Jason Aldean, Mike Enoch over at the you know, the rightstuff.biz, he had a really good opinion on that. He basically saw it as a, like the other caller Lark said, I mean, it's a political move. I mean, it's a psyop. I mean, because basically he said, well, try that in a small town. Well, you know, John Friend had the family member of the McMichaels, and that was a small town, and they didn't do anything wrong. I mean, they were following their God-given Second Amendment rights and protecting their property, and look what happened to them, and look what just happened this week with a woman in Savannah. It was she's in a small town, Collar County of Savannah, Georgia. She's an employee at a Lowe's, and she tried to stop blacks from, you know, filling up shopping carts with thousands of dollars of merchandise and leaving the store. She tried to stop them. The black woman punched her in the face several times, and then Lowe's turns around and fires her. So, you know,
my God,
you know, wow. I mean, so it's, you know, the whole BLM thing is still going on. It's going on in small towns, you know, in the South. Lowe's, I mean, all these companies that are hooked up with, you know, BlackRock and, you know, ESG or whatever, you know, all this kind of movement. I mean, they're not going to do anything. This woman lost her job. She was a 13-year Lowe's employee. I mean, yeah, she probably heard this song on the radio thinking, well, I'm gonna make a difference. And look what happened to her.
Huh. Interesting points. John, your thoughts?
No, you're making a lot of good points. I'm looking up that story. I didn't actually see that. Actually, 68-year-old Lowe's employee.
Yeah,
wow.
It's on the Gateway Pundit.
No, look, I agree. I mean, I have a hard time disagreeing with you. I mean, it is disgraceful. And these, like, you know, like the song, you know, try that in a small town. It's you know, it's almost more bluff. It's almost more what's the word? Yeah, it's like, I mean, yeah, you can sing the song, but where are you at to back up these people when this shit actually happens? Yeah, I don't know. You're making a good point. I mean, I didn't even hear about this story, actually. This is just unbelievable. And this is what's so outrageous. Why, if he was so serious about this, why wouldn't he talk about this? Why wouldn't they talk about the McMichaels? I mean, the McMichaels situation is so unjust.
Right.
A million different ways. I mean, the whole situation has been totally dishonestly presented from day one. But yeah, and this is a 68-year-old woman. Wow. You know what? I mean, when are they going to defend these people? This, I mean, as you said, this is a small town. I mean, I don't think what is this, Savannah, Georgia? I don't think Savannah, Georgia is a huge town.
No, it is a small town.
No, it's an exurb of Savannah, Georgia. It's a Collar County county seat.
Well, this is a Rincon Police Department. I'm looking at a Fox News story. Yeah, I know, man. I mean, that's the thing. Like, when is anybody going to take a stand for, like, this sort of thing? You know, they want to defend their songs and stuff. Yeah, I know, you're making a good point. I didn't catch what Enoch had to say about it, but I'm sure he had a good point, as he always does.
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, you know, this is the sort of thing where, like, an NJP is kind of effective in going in and looking at these cases where the public media doesn't do anything, or, you know, traditional Republicans really challenge them, going out and saying, you know, get in the face of Republican politicians and saying, why aren't you doing something about, you know, this toxic spill in Pennsylvania or Ohio, and or, you know, this case of the kid who got shot by three blacks at the basketball court, you know, and who got literally got stomped to death. Or they're going out, and that's effective. And I think also it's effective with what Nick Fuentes does. We need to break the Zoomer. I mean, when I was in the Republican Party under Finkelstein or whatever it is, they basically said, if you're a traditional Catholic or traditional Lutheran and you believe what St. Paul and St. John and the early church founders, what Martin Luther said about the Jews, we don't want you in the Republican Party. They, you know, like Mike Pence was raised Catholic. He became a Christian Zionist to move up in the Republican Party, you know. And what we need now is to break away the Zoomer generation. You know, their dad served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and, you know, they saw what all this led to, and now this upcoming election is going to be the first election where they're going to be voting. We need to say, why don't you return to the religion of your great-grandparents? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, look what all this Christian Zionism has led to us. It's a disaster.
Oh, right. Great points, great points.
Yeah,
you guys have
I
a good
agree.
Night.
You too. Thank you, Vinny. The excellent points. And we're coming short on time. We got several more callers. So let's move directly to Joe in Florida. Joe, welcome. What's on your mind for John Friend?
Hey, Giuseppe. Hey, John. Hey, by the way, this is the real Joe from Florida. I don't know who that other Joe from Florida was.
That's right.
I'm getting a little suspicious. This other guy says he's Joe from Florida, and then he claims that Bobby Fischer was not Jewish? Give me a break.
Yes, something a little fishy there. A little fishy.
Yeah, I don't know. Sounds like we have to do an investigation on that. Anyway, but listen, I wanted to say, and John, good to hear you again. You know, I like that idea that you're talking about. We're feeling like we're getting to a turning point where people are beginning to actually, I mean, these Jews are taking things too far. What do? They always take it too far. To me, the perfect example of the other day was this hearing in the House that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Appeared at. Now, I have disagreements with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., but to me the significance of the hearing was, okay, so it's a hearing on censorship, right? And how censorship colluding with social media and legacy media, the federal government is now promoting censorship. So what does the first thing happen in the hearing? The Jew, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who I like to call Debbie Wasserman Schmutz, not my congressperson, but the neighboring one. The first thing she does is introduce a motion to prevent the witness from speaking to the crowd because he's allegedly anti-Semitic, which is ridiculous because he just did this thing where he's waving the Israeli flag and he's like, you know, hooking up with Rabbi Shmuley. You know, oh, wow, he sounds like a rabid anti-Semite to me. But the insanity of these people. Debbie Wasserman Schultz and then that other perfidious character, Congressman Dan Goldman, right? He jumped on bandwagon. And you know what? They literally could not even see the insanity of, in a hearing about censorship, they're literally saying, oh, we cannot hear from this person. You know, it's that Jewish taboo about, oh, he's going to infect, right? You know, guilty by association. So they literally tried to, and it blew up in their face. I think it blew up in their face. That's the thing that I'm hopeful about is that they always take it too far. And it blows up in their face. And I think things are just beginning to blow up in their face too much.
Yeah.
I think that's a great point.
I certainly hope so. I mean, I've been thinking that for a long time, but it's just getting untenable, you know, I mean, at this point.
Yeah. I'll just say really quickly before I go, I talked with you before. I have a disagreement with Christian identity. I don't believe in racial determinism. But aside from that, I just want to say that the word is now out. The official announcement is there. Dr. E. Michael Jones' book, The Holocaust Narrative, is out next month. It'll be available in August. So that to me is something to look forward to and hopefully does interviews and stuff. But look out for that. I'm not connected with him in any way, but I'm just a huge fan. So I'm glad
to hear. I'll bring him on a show. I'll get him. I have his Skype. I'll definitely bring him on.
Fantastic. Yeah,
yes, I am very much looking forward to that. And I love the title, The Holocaust Narrative.
Yeah,
because that's the way it should be presented. And I mean, if I talk to an average person about this, that's the first thing that I say. It's like, well, look, you know, the Holocaust idea, the Holocaust narrative, it's basically a story. It's basically, you know, one, you know, scripted, like, historical narrative. I mean, how do we know it's true? Do you even know it's true? What makes you think that it's true? You know, and when you kind of break it. Yeah, when you break it down like that, you know, most people are like, oh, well, yeah, I guess, you know, I only know about the Holocaust because of a movie that I watched, or I saw some survivor come, you know, speak and try to sell her book to us, you know, that sort of thing. Like, it's just one big fucking scam. And I cannot
speak free, brother. Speak free.
Yeah, sorry. The Holocaust is like one thing that just is
so annoying.
It's so outrageous, man. Like, yeah. So, anyways,
so maybe that's even more of a turning point. This book, you know, obviously, but he's a brilliant genius, Dr. Jones. it might, maybe this is a good turning point where people will be able to talk about it. And let me tell you this, I do believe that the way that we start defeating Jewish power is to talk about Jewish power.
Absolutely, absolutely, yep.
Disappears. So there's reason to hope, guys. Thanks again. Great show as usual.
Thank you so much, Joe. Great call. Let's time is short. We'll move on to Robert in Illinois. Robert, welcome. What's on your mind to discuss with John Friend?
Well, that's why they got to get rid of the gas ovens here in the United States and elsewhere, because they convinced all the tribe that since everybody's got a gas oven, that there's one for every you and the bunch. So they got to get rid of them.
Anyway,
I want to chime in on the Aldean story. The moment I heard it, I reflected that he was the first. He was the very last act of that Harvest Festival in Las Vegas. And when they broke it down, Aldean has all these tattoos that he flaunts up and down his arms. And people, I don't know who it was, and you'd have to dig it up. But they translated these tattoos, how they symbolized, you know, all this, you know, whatever, Illuminati, all this different symbolism that showed really? That he was just, you know, he was just whatever. He's not, none of this country music stuff, you know. I mean, it doesn't matter where we look, beyond, you know, whether it's hip-hop or rock and roll or whatever they're doing today. Country music's in on the act. You know, nothing about country music is pure and nice and so forth. Sure, we have some good ones out there, but a lot of these, to climb the ladder, to be in the business, to make their money, to be a part of to be somebody, they have to be pushing the narrative. And this Aldean character, this song, you got to recall their son and say, well, it's been out for a couple months, we've been playing the video, but all of a sudden, just this week, there's a big uproar about it after 2 months. Well, what happens? First of all, it pushes up recognition to the guy. They start making money off of it because everybody wants to play it, and you know, he's going to boost his money. And then they get to push these narratives, like what, a lynching at a courthouse, allegedly? You know, I mean, all this stuff just comes out on it. Anyway.
That's a very good point, Robert.
But let's refer to, you know, hey, you guys were right, the whole Las Vegas thing is confusing to this very day. Were there assassination teams on the ground? Because there was all these confusing narratives going on. The whole original official narrative with Paddock, you know, being like a couple football fields away in a bus dock in a hotel room, we all know that's fraudulent. That's all garbage. And there was gunfire. They played it over the speakers. That's going to Aldean. Being the last act, they played this over the speakers. And what did Aldean do? He ran off. You never heard from the guy again. He's like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. He went, it's on. That's my cue. He ran off. No one ever heard from him again. And then they had all this loudspeaker sounds going on. And remember, Giuseppe, we used to have Scott Bennett who used to come on the Fetcher show at that time. And they did all that comparison with the sound and everything, and they analyzed it. And the sound wasn't even comparison to the firearms that are allegedly used. So we were, let Bruce know, I know he's got a hard-on for Fetzer, and he's been bashing Fetzer for over a year now, but we analyzed this, we took this apart. So Bruce thinks he's hit a higher level. He needs to tone it down, listen more, and pay attention.
Well, thank you, Robert, and thank you, John Friend. He'll be back in 2 weeks. Everybody have a great week. Here he comes, the king of Sunday night, the one and only Robert Ravel. And Incendiary Radio. God bless everybody. Good night.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and